Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More clock here. We are under 8 minutes to go. May to throw it. May waiting. In trouble. May.
Oh, he loses the ball. The fumbles continue. TJ Watt pounces on it. Steelers take over.
Rodgers dials it up.
End zone. Touchdown. Calvin Austin. Steelers take the lead.
Man, it's great to win in the National Football League. Appreciative of the efforts today. Certainly required 60 minutes of effort on all three phases to get it done. Certainly there are a lot of things to work on, but it's good to do that with the win. A couple things of note. I thought we started fast offensively, but then we stalled out, obviously, particularly in the second half. But a lot of credit goes to New England and their defense and what they were doing. They were major components of that. Defensively, I thought we were really tight in the red zone and things of that nature. I thought we could have been better on possession downs. Thankfully, we took the ball away from them to alleviate some of that lack of possession down success. But all in all, it was a good team victory, man. We fought for 60 minutes. We utilized a lot of people, specialization of talent, division of labor, things of that nature. Still finding our way, you know, with the number of new people and people out and things of that nature. And so it was a good experience.
Good morning, everybody. It is a victory Monday. Your Steelers are 2-1. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't pretty. But the Steelers did something they hadn't done since 2008, and that's get a win in Foxborough. Actually, the Patriots hadn't turned it over five times in a game since the Steelers forced five turnovers in that Matt Castle game. Back in 2008, you know what the Steelers did that year, Doran? They won the Super Bowl.
Yes, they did.
So I guess the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Mike Tomlin called this a great win. And the question to start the show today is a simple one. Was it? 412-928-9370. They were outgained 369-203. The Patriots were 6 of 13 on third down. 4 of 5, that's 80% on fourth down. The Steelers' run defense was better than it had been the first 2 weeks, but that's not to be confused with good. They gave up 119 rushing yards, over 4 yards a carry. The Steelers lost the time of possession battle by 7 minutes. The Steelers committed 8 penalties. The Steelers couldn't run the football. Here's what our guy Mark Caboli wrote for the Pat McAfee Show. And he wrote it on Twitter.com. Quote, TJ Watt had his first 2 sacks since last year. Cam Hayward was all over the place with 6 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, a quarterback hit, and a tip ball at the line of scrimmage that resulted in an interception in the end zone by Brandon Echols. Derek Harmon's debut was more than promising, and Jabril Peppers looked like an in-season steal that is going to help this team a lot. Yet, it's bitch, bitch, bitch everywhere you turn, mostly social media. But that's everywhere, right? So was this a great Steelers win, like Mike Tomlin said, or were the Steelers just lucky to make it out of this stadium with a victory? 412-928-9370, Dickerson.
I think they were lucky to make it out of the stadium with a victory, but it's always a great win whenever you win on the road, and especially against an AFC opponent.
Yep.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it was ugly. We know that. It didn't look great. They have a lot of things to fix internally, but to get out of Foxborough with a win, it's always good to celebrate if you're a team for 24 hours. Yes. So I wouldn't go as far as a great win, but it was a much needed win.
It is way better when you go on the road and you play an AFC game when you don't play well and you have a lot to correct to walk out of there with a plus one in the win column.
Yes, no doubt.
That is what you need to do early in the season when things are coming together. We talked about it last week. The Steelers played five defensive backs, none of whom were on the team last year. This week, because Jabril Peppers was in there, they played six defensive backs, none of whom were on the team last year. The Steelers, I don't think, still know what they're doing with the tight ends, because they've got great tight ends and they haven't been utilized enough. The Steelers still struggled mightily after that first drive to run the football. Aaron Rodgers threw a ghastly interception, probably one of the low light interceptions of his career because he's been so wonderful for 21 years. The Steelers defense bled yards. The Steelers defense, again, couldn't stop the run. And yet here you are at 2-1. I am not going to sit here today and be a miserable jackass.
Oh.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Okay.
That being said, there are plenty of things to be critical about. And in their two wins this season, I think they got outplayed largely. They could easily be sitting here at 0-3.
No doubt.
On the flip side, they could easily be sitting here at 3-0. The NFL, Dickerson. So how do you feel about the victory? 412-928-9370. I'm happy they won. Do I feel better about the team? I do not.
Nope.
This team has 9-8 written all over it, I think. They do a lot of the things that bad football teams do. Now, in game one, the defense was horrendous, but the offense was really good. Game two, they really weren't great on either side of the ball. This game, they were great for stretches defensively and forced five turnovers. They also were bad for stretches defensively. Offensively, they came out of the gate gangbusters. They scored two touchdowns. They've now scored on their first drive in all three games. 17 out of a possible 21 points. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two touchdowns and a field goal. But I think the list of things they need to work on is a lot longer than the list of things that you would feel good about. Agree or disagree?
I totally agree. But I looked around the NFL yesterday and just paid attention to most of the teams. And even this game that's on right now, Eagles-Rams, like, every team has so much to work on.
What a game that was.
That was a really good game. There's a lot of teams that have a lot to work on. I mean, think about if you're the Chiefs. I mean, you're almost going down the wire with the Giants, with Russell Wilson and the Giants last night. No, but at some
point,
something's
off with them.
Something's off, but you feel like at some point they're going to figure it out, right? And usually the good teams do. So I keep telling myself that it's like, man, this Steelers team has so many issues, so many things to work on. But I also keep reminding myself that there's only been three games played.
Yep.
It's very, very early. The good teams, if this team is a good team, they'll figure it out after, you know, a few weeks. And they'll get, you know, stuff together that they need to try to make a push for it. Like, I'm not sold at all. It was ugly. But there's a lot of teams that played ugly ball yesterday and figured out how to win. I mean, even Tampa Bay. Who did they played, I forget who they played, but it wasn't a good team. And then they figured out a way to come back and win at the end. It was the Jets. They won at the end.
Aaron Glenn sprinting down the sideline in a meme that will live on the internet forever.
We think Tampa Bay is a good football team. We think Baker Mayfield is fantastic, and he does the things he needs to win. But, like, everybody is not playing their top brand of football right now.
Tampa's a really good team, actually, to bring up because they've come from behind in each of their victories this season. Nobody looks all that good.
No, and I'm not making excuses either, Crowley. Like the Steelers did, like, they have a lot of issues, but so do a lot of teams. That's all I'm trying to say.
Green Bay Packers go on the road and they lose to the Browns. no one could get a kickoff without it getting blocked. I will say, Cleveland, their process at the end of that game,
flawless.
Flawless. They run a play. There's 7 seconds on the clock. Time is dwindling away. They got lined up as fast as any team could possibly get lined up. They spike it. They kick a field goal. The kid who sucked in week one redeems himself. They're going bonkers in Cleveland, and here the Browns are just a game back in the AFC North. So weird things do tend to happen in the NFL, and weird things definitely happen early in the season in the NFL. The thing that I can't get out of my head, though, from yesterday, though, for the Steelers is they got out first down 26-17. They got out possessed by 7 minutes. Why? Because they were horrendous on possession downs. As bad as you could possibly be on possession downs in an NFL game. And a lot of them were third and long. The Patriots were darn near 50%, 6 of 13 on third down. And then they're 4 of 5 on fourth down. And as I'm watching it, Doran, I couldn't help but think about what Mike Vrabel had said before the game. Mike Vrabel said the Steelers' front is really good, but we know what they're going to do. The Steelers are so predictable, and I think they're predictable on possession downs in a way that would probably embarrass us if we were in the meeting rooms with opposing offensive coordinators. In no world should you be giving up third and long as routinely as they were.
Mm-hmm.
And in no world should you be giving up 4 out of 5 fourth downs. Now, the one that they didn't decided the game, but I think that was as much about the Patriots as it was about them.
Yeah. Not
that
turning up.
That stupid receiver didn't get to the sticks.
Yep, that too.
And then he doesn't fall forward. He jumps backward like he's doing his best Deontay Johnson impression. And Brandon Echols, give credit to him. He makes the tackle, but yes, they won. Yes, that makes you happy. Yes, you're 2-1. The trip to Ireland feels better than it would because you'd be going out there trying to get back to 500, and I think that's a scary proposition against a team that put up a damn 50-burger on the Cincinnati Bengals, and Carson Wentz looked damning good.
We knew that. We said that last week.
We knew that was coming. You needed to win this football game, and you did. But, boy, I still don't feel great about this defense. 412-928-9370. Here's another question. We're throwing a lot at the people, Doran, and we'll take calls all morning long. Open phones until our great friend Mark Caboli steps off that plane at Pittsburgh International Airport. Did the Steelers win this game or did the Patriots lose it? I feel like the Patriots really lost this game. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Yins coming up next. There are some positives to break down as well, and we will do that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols.
I think that's a touchdown if Cam Hayward doesn't get his finger on that.
For sure. For sure.
Cam Hayward, a couple of big time plays in this football game. There are takeaways and there are giveaways. That, to me, is a takeaway. when you get your meaty paw up there and you swat that sucker and it takes some of the RPMs off and you pick it off, that's going out and that's making a play. The Nick Herbig strip sack at the end that set up then the Calvin Austin touchdown. There are Drake Mays trying to keep the play alive, trying to keep his eyes down the field. Bang, hit, strip sack, TJ Watt falls on it. That's a takeaway for me. Like, those are plays that you made. Now, when Ramondre Stevenson, who had 7 fumbles last year, that is insane.
Crazy.
When he fumbled going into the end zone and Cam Hayward made that play too, he dove and swatted the football. Cam's going to say, yeah, I made that play and that was a point of emphasis. 99 times out of 100, your running back ain't fumbling that football. That, to me, is more of a giveaway. So I think the Patriots lost this game as much as the Steelers won the game, but I'm not going to take anything away from Cam. We've been asking Cam Hayward, will the real Cam Hayward please stand up? He did in this football game. He was outstanding. Six tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, a quarterback hit, and then that tip pass that wound up being picked. TJ Watt. Oh,
yep.
Where you been, Big Daddy?
Yes.
He's trying to impress his brother. Wearing the serial killer glasses on the broadcast.
Yeah, the Dahmers.
That's exactly what I thought.
Uh-huh.
He pops up on screen, and my sister-in-law goes, that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm like, damn. Jeez. Eat your heart out, TJ Watt.
Uh-huh.
So we've been asking for those guys to make plays, and even though it was ugly, and even though I've said now a couple of times the Patriots lost this game as much as the Steelers won it, I can't take away from the fact that the Steelers stars, who they've been waiting for, actually played good football in this game and made splash plays in this game. And God, Dorn, what a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, but does that give you faith moving forward? Does that give you faith that it could all come together moving forward? And whenever we look up and it's the mid-October, and we look back at this moment, it's like, ah, well, that's where it started. Do you think that we'll be saying that on October, whenever it is that they play?
No, because I still think there was a ton of bad defensively in this game, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. They created a lot of turnovers, though.
They did, and that's the positive. But I didn't think New England had any problem at all moving the ball. I don't think they had any problem at all running the ball. They had no problem converting. I think the Steelers defense, if you watch the highlight shows, wow, the Steelers defense showed up. It did, and it made a bunch of splash plays, and it gave up 14 points. All those things are true, but I think if you are looking at it objectively, you still would go, ugh. If you force one fewer turnover, you probably lose the game.
Yeah. That's kind of the story of their season.
Yeah.
If you force, I mean, obviously the kickoff against the Jets, and then the kickoff return that hurt them with Caleb Johnson. And then, you know, this game, whenever you force maybe one less turnover. I mean, New England only punted one time.
Dude, forcing 5 turnovers and winning the game on a 2-minute drill at the end of the game, that's kind of alarming. Like, you weren't playing the Philadelphia Eagles here. Like, you play the Eagles and they turn it over 5 times and you win, you're like, well, that's the only way we would have won that game.
Uh-huh.
But it's a win against a team you probably thought you weren't going to beat. You play the Patriots, you turn it over, what, once? They turn it over 5 times, you win the turnover battle by 4? And you only win by a touchdown? That doesn't leave me feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. 412-928-9370. Bunch of questions for yins out there. Did the Steelers win this game or did the Patriots lose it? Was it a great win? That's what Mike Tomlin said it was. 412-928-9370. That is the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The Fan Morning Show, as always, is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Derek Harmon also flashed.
Big time.
We knew he would be on a snap count. He played 35 snaps, so not a ton, but I thought he was really impactful.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, I think that does help the defense a little bit. We were like, hey, like, don't put all your eggs in a basket thinking that Derek Harmon's going to fix this defensive line. No, he flashed immediately, got himself a sack.
Had a TFL, I think, on the second play.
Had a TFL. So, I mean, moving forward, he's going to play more and more and more. So, hopefully that does help what they're trying to do on defense.
There was a play, I think it was a third down, where he screamed into the backfield, and he's just not as fast as Drake May. I mean, Drake May is a young man. He's got them young legs, and so does Derek Harmon, but he's a defensive lineman. And he busted through the line, and it gave me Javon Hargrave feels.
Yep.
Like, he was off the ball so quick. I was like, okay, that – he looked like a first-round pick.
Yes.
It's not going to be perfect, but he blew through the line of scrimmage. I was like, oh, damn! And you knew immediately what number it was. He flashed in a way we haven't seen Keanu Benton flash, frankly, since his rookie season. So the early returns on Derek Harmon, really good. Really good. Texter, a win is a win is a win, case closed. I think that we can all celebrate today, and we can have a beverage after the game yesterday and go, okay, my Pittsburgh Steelers are 2-1, while also understanding that they were far from perfect.
Yep.
Texter writes in, we're looking for positives. The texter says the offensive line sucks. They did not open up enough holes in the running game, except early. Early, I thought they were blowing New England off the ball.
Yeah.
The first drive or two, I was like, oh, damn, they're moving people. Here's the bottom line with the offensive line. Didn't give up a sack.
Zero.
Zero sacks for going up against a team that sacked a quarterback more than any team in the NFL entering this game. So we can say the offensive line sucks. And yes, there's a lot of growth. And by no means is this a finished product. But the offensive line kept Rodgers mostly clean. And coming into the game, I think that was one of the biggest keys.
The one thing that I had a problem with was with Arthur Smith at points. Trying to force the run whenever the run wasn't there. Like you said, at first it looked like they were gashing him a little bit. But then after a while, it... You know, running the ball on first down whenever you know that you're not getting any push or any movement from your running backs or your offensive line, like, just abandon it. Just go to the pass. You know what their weakness is.
From your running backs or your offensive line. Like,
my bad.
What was that?
I pulled up the YouTube stream, which I did not have muted.
Oh.
So that was me. That was me watching us is nice. What that was. Very meta. Yeah. That probably does something with the ratings coding and things and probably screwed everything up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
What were you saying?
Abandon the run.
Yes.
Earlier, whenever you know that it's not going to work. Quit trying to establish it after a while, and especially whenever you're going against a defense that their pass defense is their worst part of their MO, worst part of their makeup.
Yeah, and Christian Gonzalez, who was a big key to this game, he wound up not playing. And I would have thunk that you'd have more success through the air than you did. I thought Rodgers was fabulous to start, and then... He mentioned it after the game, too, and I think there's validity to this. They'd be on the field, and then because the Patriots had the ball so often, he said it felt kind of disjointed. Like, you march down the field, you get up 14-0, and then all of a sudden you don't have the ball for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rhythm that you developed early goes away. But he only threw for 139 yards.
Right.
And then he throws it right to Bob Spillane. He was very critical of that throw after the game. He was like, it was a terrible throw. And you know what, Aaron? It was.
It was very, very bad.
I don't know what he's seeing on that play. He's thinking...
A lot. Too much.
He's thinking, I can throw it over Bobby's head. He's Robert Spillane, exactly. For God's sakes. 412-928-9370. The phone calls are pouring in. We would love to hear from you. We've got open phones until Mark Caboli joins us at 9 o'clock. This is what we do. On a Victory Monday, we talk to you. You can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 412-928-9370. I will give Mike Tomlin credit for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something.
Single setback, Stevenson. He gets the carry and he fumbles the ball. And the Steelers have it. Circling is Darius Slay. Trying to cut back and Slay is wrapped up at the 45. Turnover early by the Pats.
Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I said I was going to give Mike Tomlin credit. I'll give him credit. I think in years prior to this one that Derek Harmon, a rookie who barely practiced, who has been hurt for a while, I don't know that they rush him back to play in this game. I don't think they would have had a guy on a snap count. He played 35 snaps in this game. I just don't think he'd have played altogether until he was 100% healthy and didn't need to be on a snap count. But he played, and he was effective. Cole Holcomb played, and he played a lot. He played 50% of the snaps, 47% for Wilson. So we asked for more Cole Holcomb, and Tomlin did it. We asked for Derek Harmon, even though he wasn't going to be at 100% football shape. They gave him to us. We asked for more Peppers at safety. He played safety. He forced a fumble. So look, the defense has been terrible. At least for the first couple of weeks, there were a lot of ugly moments in this one. But we asked for Mike Tomlin to make some changes, and those are three changes that he did make. And I don't know that they win the game if Holcomb doesn't play as much as he did, if Peppers doesn't force that fumble, or if Derek Harmon wasn't there being a factor on that defensive line.
Totally agree. And also, if the two big dogs don't step up, too. We asked for that. It's not like something that they had to manufacture to get done, but like we asked for Cam Hayward to show up. We asked for TJ Watt to show up, and they both did too.
Good point.
So you put that all hand in hand to some of the things that they've, you know, worked on and put, you know, pieces of the puzzle together with Preppers, with Holcomb, with Derek Harmon. You play better. You play good enough. And that's what they do.
That's a good way of putting it too, man. Like, I don't think they played great defensively. They absolutely played better.
Yeah.
They absolutely played better. It's not going to be good enough to beat the Vikings next week. You have to play better than you played against the Patriots. One step at a time. Let's go to Mike first up today. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. What I wanted to point out that really irritated me about the defense yesterday, the Patriots had multiple drives where they converted third and long on, you know, several drives, but not just one time converting it multiple times.
Yes.
Our defensive backs are still playing 7 yards, 8 yards off the coverage, and they're not fast enough to close the distance, which is why some of those conversions are taking place. And on Henry's touchdown, I believe it was the second touchdown that the Pats scored, you still had guys looking at each other, pointing fingers at each other for miscommunication. The same problems that existed last year are still there this year.
Mike, that made me want to pull my hair out. Yep. Thank you so much for the call. Because that was when you did have Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson on the field at the same time. And then Henry's wide open again on a possession down.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just wide stinking open. And you have the linebackers with their hands up in the air looking at each other. And, buddy, if I had a dollar for every time we've seen that the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be paying for everybody's Guinness in Ireland.
Yep.
It just can't happen. And you and I were looking at it this morning to see whose fault it was. It looks like it was Peyton Wilson.
Looks like it was Peyton Wilson's fault. Yeah, I would believe that it's a form of two man. Probably could be wrong. Don't know what it was called, but it seems like Peyton Wilson had the third guy, which is the linebacker's guy, in man-to-man coverage, which would be the tight end.
And then you had Patrick Queen after the game tweet that he gave up two catches in man coverage. So, not a clean game by the Steelers defense by any stretch of the imagination. To get back to Mike's point, I just charted all the third downs for New England. They converted a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 4. They gave up 11 yards on a 3rd and 12 to then set up an easy 4th down conversion. They gave up a 3rd and 10. They gave up a 3rd and 13, where they gave up a 20-yard pass that is unforgivable. Gave up a 3rd and 5, a 3rd and 1, and then on a 3rd and 7 late, they gave up 5, and then that's when they had the touchdown on the next play. So they were dreadful on 3rd downs all game long, and they gave up enough yardage on 4 3rd downs that the Patriots were able to then pick up 4 4th down conversions. Brutal stuff. Anthony in Oakland?
Yes.
Hello, Anthony.
You know, fellas, I'm going to be very harsh on Mike Tomlin.
Get him.
Because it's been a pattern that coaches before they play the Steelers and players before and after they play the Steelers say, we know what they were going to do. We know what they're going to do. For a minute, I thought Matt Canada snuck into the offensive play-calling booth yesterday. It got so horrific. And you know what I'm tired of? I want less motivator and more innovator. Because that's what we're going to see over in Ireland.
Yes.
We're going to see a coach who is an innovator who can take your guy and make him his guy. I mean, this guy is amazing at quarterbacks. Thrown away quarterbacks, rejects, has-beens, wannabes, go over there, and they look resurrected. So, I mean, and I've liked Tomlin. I've admired him. But I'm more now in the Bill Cowher mode. Let's bring in new coaches. You know, he wouldn't have allowed that coach from the Jets who got fired and went back to San Francisco. He would have offered him the job as coordinator. And look what San Francisco's back doing again.
Right. Yep.
Shala. I mean, this is ridiculous here. I'm tired of it. I want to see change. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate the call. So I forget what the exact number is, but Bill Cowher went up by 14 points. They like never lost.
No.
He was like 132-1 or something like that. Steelers are up 14, and boy, they were on the precipice of letting that thing get tied up for a while, and because of the Patriots' inability to get the damn thing over the goal line, it didn't happen until a little bit later than probably it should have happened. But you can't jump up 14 points in an NFL game and have it come down to the wire.
Oh, right, exactly.
You just can't.
Exactly.
You got to put teams away.
Especially by the way that you're built. You're built to put teams away, right?
Absolutely.
Well, on paper, at least.
Absolutely.
Or from Mike Tomlin's point of view.
I mean, Doran, 3rd and 6, okay, give up a conversion, that'll happen. But that's still a passing down.
Mm-hmm.
3rd and 4 is passing down. 3rd and 12, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 13, for God's sakes, you have built this team to rush the passer. And you've got Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey, and I think Echol's a pretty good player,
yep,
on the back end. That's when you pin your ears back and you make life a living hell for a second-year quarterback. It's his 3rd game. He's basically a rookie. His 3rd game of his 2nd year. You are built to, when you get up early, put the damn game away and make it a laugher, like the Vikings did to Cincinnati.
Yes.
And they didn't. 412-928-9370. Open phones until 9 o'clock. You happy about the win? You mad about the win? Did the Patriots lose it more than the Steelers won it? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring in that fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'd love to talk to Yins on the phone. Top of the hour, we'll get into Aaron Rodgers' performance. Your phone calls are next. 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter writes in, if Crowley won the lottery, he would bitch about the taxes. Hey, listen, I'm happy they won.
Yeah.
When that dweeb receiver for the Patriots said, you know what, I don't feel like getting this first down at the end of the game, I jumped up, I chest bumped my brother-in-law, threw a fist in the air, was very excited. You go to 2-1. A hell of a lot different than 1-2, and the Steelers and Patriots could both be competing for wild card positioning at the end of the season. So yeah, it's a big win. Anytime you win a game, enjoy it, Steelers fans. Absolutely. But I'm not one of these fans that's going to be a total homer. Oh, they won. They're the greatest. No, there's a lot to work on. And I'm sure, I hope, that's how Mike Tomlin feels, though he called it a great win. It was great because you won. There was a lot of not great wrapped within it.
Any win, as we said earlier, on the road, especially against an AFC opponent, is a good win. Maybe looks ugly. Of course it looked ugly. But getting out of there with a win was big. Now you're going to Ireland. You're going to face somewhat of a juggernaut, in my opinion.
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, and this is going to get people all ticked off. Because if I won the lottery, I'd bitch about the taxes, but I think Kevin O'Connell's going to put him in a blender next week.
And that's why I say juggernaut. You got Kevin O'Connell, you got Carson Wentz, who probably fits that system better than a young J.J. McCarthy, who saw it last year with a veteran quarterback in Sam Darnold. You have, obviously, the best receiver in the game. You have a good offensive line, and you have Brian Flores, who probably wants to just put you in a blender as well on defense. So, good luck.
I don't care who you play. I don't care what quarterback they play. I don't care where the game is. If you win a game in the NFL 48-10, you're doing some stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing stuff right. Carson Wentz didn't have to do much. 14 for 20, 173 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's a perfect backup quarterback situation. By the way, Jordan Mason on our fantasy team kicking ass.
Yes.
He's kicking ass.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones hurt.
This is what I'm talking about, though. 31 carries for the Vikings against Cincinnati, 169 yards. The Steelers' rush defense was better. There's no doubt. But it was not good. You still gave up 119 yards rushing and still over 4 yards a carry. And I realize that Drake May had something to do with that.
He had most of that, yeah.
He did. But guess what? Carson Wentz can run the football a little bit too. He's not going to kill you with the legs. But that's an element of his game that you do have to pay attention to. We'll break down the Vikings as the week moves on. But it's early. Vikings point-and-a-half favorite in Dublin. Coming up next, your phone calls, like we've said, open phones until 9 o'clock at 412-928-9370. I got something really nice to say about one Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about number 8 for these Pittsburgh Steelers. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.